A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, what'd you say we were doing?
Jacking it.
Right, okay. Just double checking.
Yeah. No, yeah. What would we be doing?
What do you mean?
I mean, what else? Is that all we do every single episode?
Wait, you don't do it every episode?
No, I'm saying I do. Are you... Have you not been doing that?
Not so, every episode, but it's just like...
Am I not pretty anymore?
Well, here's the thing. Your voice is just not doing it for me anymore, you know what I'm saying?
I'm ugly.
I think the thing is you need to sell me a car. I think that will help.
Oh, that's how I sell cars. I have sex with people. That's the only reason I sell any. I've gotten 3 STDs since I've started this job. I've only been there 3 months. It's an STD a month.
You might hear some vacuums in the background. We're currently cleaning the house.
Oh, the Thanksgiving cleaning.
Yeah.
Oh, that... But
they're downstairs right
God
now.
Godspeed, so sir.
We're in the clear for now. They're downstairs.
Oh, yeah. You just gotta move floors. That's all you gotta do.
That's gonna be kind of hard. You're
gonna wait outside.
I mean, I'll just close my door. The door's...
Oh, your mom's not gonna be like, why don't you help me clean?
Oh, that will happen.
Yeah, just that, dude, most definitely. Just leave the house.
I'll just be like, can you hold on? I'm making money right now.
I'm doing the pod. I'm making 50 cents. Okay, can you chill out?
Mom, you don't understand. I'm making pennies right now, okay?
I'm making...
You wouldn't
fractions of a penny per word, Mom. Do you not understand how serious this is? I'm buying you a new car.
You don't understand. I'm
don't
huge. You
understand. The Indians are waiting for this show, okay? They're waiting to hear us make fun of black people.
They're screaming our names right now. Sitting on their bed.
Jaws. Sitting by like a space heater.
Yeah.
Pile of shit in the same room.
Ten of them huddled around a space heater with an iHome.
Jaws. Did you hear how they made fun of India? It was so true, man.
They did that last week.
It's what they did last week. Oh my god, how I would love to have a 7-Eleven job. The way they talk about it, I would be perfect. My name is Ahmed. It's not even Indian, but that's my name.
I too am named Ahmed.
I too have a strangely Middle Eastern name for an Indian. I must too work at 7-Eleven. The Joe Show gave me hope, and now I will travel to America to work at the fine eating establishment of 7-Eleven. Yeah. Oi.
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 Oi, mate. It's fucking...
Oh, goodness. It's the Impressions podcast, everyone.
Yep.
We're gonna do our terrible impressions for an hour. Oi, good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Had a wonderful day of work today. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
It was... The past 2 days were some of the worst phone calls that I've had, and I've only truly been working for a week. Like, today I gave myself an extra 10-minute break right at the end of my shift because I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I had so many phone calls. And part of it is because it's the holiday and, you know, people are waiting last minute. Because we're closed on Thursday and Friday, not just Thursday. And so nice. If people are, like, expecting something, they have to wait till next week. And... you know, people are like, I need this payment. And it's like, well, it's still processing. Check again next week. And they're like, well, I can't wait till next week. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Tough tits.
And
are you allowed to say, just say tough tits?
No, that's the part that sucks. Cause it's just like, we're like, most of the time it's people are waiting for, you know, either their doctor or their employer to send in something. And it's like, I'll ask them, when did they send it in? Well, they sent it on Friday, like this past Friday. And I'm like, well, it takes 5 to 7 business days. And when you look at the calendar, including the including Thanksgiving break, they'll have to wait until next week before hearing anything. And they're like, well, I can't wait that long. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry.
That's it.
We're missing your employer statement and the attending physician statement, and it takes time. It doesn't just happen in 2 seconds. And then they get angry at me, and I'm just like,
does it take 7 months? Because it really does take 7 months.
Depends on the thing. Some of them can.
Yeah, it's not y'all's fault, but goddamn, is our healthcare system fucked.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It is so
fucked. I had a couple calls where they're like, yeah, the doctor... I had one guy who said that his doctor didn't feel like doing surgery, so he just moved it a day.
He
moved it like 3 or 4 times. Because he's like, I'm not feeling it. And so the guy had to send in even more paperwork. He had to extend his disability to the point where he almost, like, it was a short-term disability. He almost had to change it to a long-term.
Jesus.
I was like, dude, you need to get another doctor.
Dude, that shit does not work for people who aren't exploiting it. It really doesn't.
Yeah. And the funny thing was that guy was super chill about it. Like, he wasn't angry that, like, he was missing stuff. He was just like, yeah, he's just moving it up, like, a month, so I have to... I forgot what he said. I think he was just making sure that we got the documents, and I was like, no, you're still missing them. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll just check back in later. I was like, dude, you should have been paid by now, like, 2 months ago, and you're still not...
Because he's learned that you can't, it doesn't matter. Like, you're a victim. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
You're just fucked. You're at the whim of whoever. No, for real, there's three separate times I've had doctors be like, they literally said, what do you want me to do?
Oh my God.
Like close to being like, what the fuck do you want, like, why are you even here? Like, because right. You're a doctor.
Yeah.
Because I'm paying you so much goddamn money.
I'm paying you to tell me how to keep myself healthy, how to, you know.
No, not that. It's like, there's something wrong with me. Can you please help me?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't go to the doctor for, like, checkups. I'm like, hey, there's this weird thing that I don't think should be happening. They'll just be like, yeah, just ignore it, I guess.
I don't know. I have something in me that could potentially kill me. Okay, I mean, sleep on it, I guess. I mean,
dude, like, eat an apple. Fuck, yeah. Christ.
You know what they
Everyone's
say.
Everyone's coming here with problems all the time. I'm fucking tired of it, dude.
You know, I make, you know, $300 million a year, and people just complain, and, you know.
They never ask how the doc doing, you know?
That's true.
Not fair. Dude, I went to one time, because I still have it. There's like a, almost like a cyst on my jaw.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's just like a round fucking thing on my jaw that's been there for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And I just ignored it because I was like, I don't want to pay money for them to tell me, mm-hmm. Oh, there's nothing wrong with you. They finally convinced me to go. I went to the doctor, and she was like, so there's like a bump on your jaw. I was like, yeah. She's like, I don't know. So, like, just like that. She's like, I don't know. Just... It's nothing, I get. I don't know. It's nothing. She literally said, I don't know. It's nothing. She said, I don't know. That was the crazy part. She's like, I don't know. It's nothing.
That is something you never want to hear from your doctor.
And then she charged me $50. I was in there for 2 minutes. I waited in line for 2 hours.
Wow.
Thought the whole time I should leave, and I should have, because it was such a waste of time.
They didn't recommend it to, like, go to, like, dermatologist or something?
No. No.
What?
She didn't even feel it. She just looked at my jaw, and she was like, yeah, it's... Nah, it's nothing. It's probably nothing, you know? Just...
Wow. Wow. I mean...
And she was like, don't go thinking it's cancer. And I was like, I wasn't thinking that till you told me.
And I'm going to think that it is cancer. Why the fuck would you tell me that?
I thought it was a cyst or something.
Yeah.
Can you, like, pop it? Because it's kind of annoying.
Yeah. The past couple times I've gone to the eye doctor, I've had to... the place that I used to go back in Greensboro, they, like, switched to their, like, lead... like their main eye doctor, and the past couple of times I've had the new guy, I legit see him for a minute, but I'm in there for like an hour, and it's like, you know, they do the typical eye test, you know, can you read this, can you read that, which is clearer, whatever, and that's just with like the techs, and then I go over to, there's a person that deals with contact lenses. I talk to her for a little bit, just like, you know, did your prescription update or do you need to have a new shipment come in? And then I wait for the main doctor and I sit there. I sit down. He looks at my eyes for 2 seconds. All right, same time next year? Sure. Yep.
Absolutely, Doc. Thank you. Like, that'll be $2,000.
And there was time that he was late. He was like 20 to 30 minutes late. I'm like, I have, not that I had to be somewhere, but I was just like, I kind of have to go. I think I was doing something that day. And he comes in 20 minutes late and he's just like, all right, everything looks good. Okay. You can give this to the lady at the front desk and schedule your next appointment. I was like, dude. Like, you know, they dilate your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there having a headache because my eyes are dilated. I'm like, get me home so I can just like sleep it off. I hate going to the eye doctor.
I'm gonna start an argument for Thanksgiving.
Talking about doctors.
Of free healthcare. I mentioned that to my dad once. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it came up, but I was like, yeah, healthcare should like at least be regulated. You know, the price, it's ridiculous. And he was like, why? Well, you fucking, you're communist? I like paying $1 million per doctor visit, okay? Like, this little, he didn't say the last part, but he was like, why? That's stupid. I was like, what? This doesn't affect you at all.
That is, yeah.
I don't understand people. It's just a boomer thing. They're like, no, you're fucking pussy. Just... But all the time, he's like, you should go to the doctor. You don't look too good. I'm like, I can't. They don't do anything.
Other than the eye doctor, I haven't gone to any other doctor for like 4 years.
Same.
Because like, if anything, I would go to the dentist. But I haven't gone in a while. But like an actual doctor for like a checkup, I haven't gone to one in forever.
When I had my my stomach problem, yeah, and I was dying. Like I looked like I was mainlining heroin every single day. Weighed like 80 pounds, and I was just shitting blood. And yeah. I shit you not, I went to probably 5 different gastroenterologists.
Mm-hmm.
The first 4 were like, I have no idea what's going on.
Jesus.
And it's not, I don't have like some mystery disease or anything. It's very common. Right. But they were like, I have no fucking clue. And I went to one Asian woman and she saved my life. That's the trick. You got to go to the Asian women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had all the white dudes with the huge fingers up my ass. They were no help. No help at all. Oh, yeah, dude. I had a fucking... what's that shit called? Where they stick fingers up your ass. You're supposed to get it when you're 40. Colonoscopy. Well, yeah, I had a colonoscopy too. But where they examine, they just put 2 fingers up your ass.
Yeah.
And feel around. Whatever that is. I had that at like 20. From a man with huge hands.
Jesus. Did you prep?
I was raped.
Gonna lube me up first day.
No, he lubed up, but he didn't warn me. There was no tap on the shoulder. he was like, just, you know, lean over and I'll be back in a minute. And I was like, maybe he'll just look at my asshole. Yeah. That was the thought in my mind. And he comes back and he doesn't say anything. And he raped me, basically. I was raped. Me too.
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me too. And I came, so.
Oh, nice.
So, therefore, it's still rape.
Yeah. But you gave him a nice tip, though.
You gave me a nice tip, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't even in a doctor's office. It was in a van.
It was in the back.
It was free, though. So, yeah. It was... He paid me, actually, so. <It's> pretty...
I didn't even know the guy. He kind of just grabbed me and shoved his fingers up my
He was like, you want a free butt exam? And I was like, you know what? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm feeling it today. Yeah, sure.
I'm feeling it.
And then after that, I started having stomach problems. He was pretty big. He was a big guy. Messed me up.
This whole time I've been on Chewy's website, and you might hear an audio thing for like a split second. I accidentally clicked on a video, but whatever.
Is that the like the pet?
It's that pet website? Shop. Yeah. My sister.
Yeah, I was shopping for cat sweaters.
My sister.
Oh, you got a cat.
Yeah, my sister got like this $20 off thing. And I was looking at cat trees.
Hell yeah, dude. You gotta get cat tree.
Yeah.
You got to. They'll never use it. But you gotta get it.
I don't know. I feel like my cat would use it. She kinda...
You say that, every single person says that. No cat has ever used a cat tree.
Yeah.
It's just a centerpiece.
Yeah.
It's just so when people walk in, they'll be like, oh, they have a cat.
Let me put your cat in the cat tree.
Yeah.
Let me force your cat into the cat tree. Now, I was looking at one that had scratchers on it. Because the scratcher it's like a little donut. And
nice.
And she, like, every time she goes to scratch it, she, like, flips it over. So I'm like, okay. Quit scratching so hard, you maniac.
Just gotta trim them nails, bro. You should get a cat chain.
Cat chain?
Yeah, dude, they make chains for cats. They're little, like, Cuban chains. That's what my cats are getting for Christmas. It's chains. Sunglasses.
I looked up cat chain on Chewy, and it's showing dog chains.
Oh, it's not gonna be on Chewy. It's a different company.
I was gonna say,
it's a company that specializes in chains for cats and hoodies. Hoodies and chains for cats and dogs. That's all they make.
That's funny.
They literally cost more than my chain.
Jesus Christ. $60.
Oh, they're the same price then.
Well, that was just like from an Etsy thing.
Etsy for the fucking art history dropout major. The fucking art history major dropout.
Yeah.
Selling their fucking bullshit on Etsy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Do you want cubes that tell you what today's date is? Etsy.
Do you want a piece to put on your wall that I literally have a million of the same things, but I will adjust it slightly?
I will literally take a Sharpie and write your name. That's how committed I am.
I was looking at something.
This piece of wood.
I was looking for something for my brother last Christmas from like on Etsy. And I was looking at like, you know, headset holders you can have on your desk. Like there was one that was a Deadpool mask or a Deadpool head. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I was looking at what else that guy had. He had this like, I think it was a clock. or it was just like a light up sign. And it's one of those where like every picture is the exact same, but the item is like slightly different than the next. And I'm just like, that's just, no. I just know that's not going to be good quality. I forgot what it was. I think it was just like a Star Wars sign. Like I think it was a symbol. And I looked at another one. It was like the same exact like kind of layout, I guess. I'm just like, no. No thanks.
All right, y'all, check me out on Etsy. Coming out soon.
What are you making?
I'm going to dip my balls in paint.
Okay.
Put them on canvas. I have been getting into painting. So that's probably what I'll do. I'll just dip my balls in paint.
Finger paint?
Paint something. Paint something with my balls.
Finger ball paint painting is your main, but you're experimenting with ball painting.
Yes.
Okay.
On my resume, I have experience in finger painting.
Honestly?
But I'm expanding into ball painting recently.
Honestly, you could actually do an OnlyFans for that. You would probably make a lot of money doing that.
Fuck, dude, I'll do that. I don't care. And the amount of Sheetz employees that have seen my balls, it's not a secret anymore.
The best thing about that, too, is that you don't have to show your face.
Yeah.
It's like...
I don't care about that. I didn't see my face. I don't care.
Whenever you start recording, you should just have a shot of your face. Just a blank, blank stare, and then it transitions into you dipping your balls.
This is the logo for the channel. It's my face, but I photoshopped my balls on top of my own forehead.
Yep. It's like a...
Yes.
No, you... The,
it's a good it's, idea.
The logo is you painted your face with your balls. And like the one...
Oh, a self-portrait.
A self-portrait. And like whatever end of the picture is at, it's kind of like the final stroke of the... The balls.
I have Bob Ross in the background trying to copy his, just using my balls. I'm even getting technical, like I'm rubbing like the left scrotum,
rubbing your left ball in the one color, the right ball in the other color.
I separate balls. It's like, you know, I dip one in red and one in blue. I'm painting the flag, like I'm swapping them.
And you're getting all technical on the, like, painting. Like,
No, they're beautiful paintings. They're like Michelangelo-level paintings. Just doing it with my balls.
And then...
It's the only way I can paint. I find it boring otherwise.
You're getting an interview about your paint technique. So,
local artist... Joe Frost, who has a very unconventional way of painting. He doesn't use brushes. He uses something else.
It could count as a brush if he doesn't trim.
I'm in there. I'm like, yeah, it all started when my buddy, he's like, you won't paint like some gay shit with your balls. And I was like, fuck you, I totally paint some gay shit with my balls. I'm not a pussy. And so anyways, that's how I got started.
I whipped them out right there and started painting for them. And,
it's became a career. It's a passion of mine, really. It's not even a career. I love doing it. My balls are very, they're free of dry skin. And...
Right now they're a little bruised. It was a long session today. I had to do a live stream.
I was painting some abstract stuff, so it was a lot of slapping. I had to spread the paint around.
Yep. I had to do a.
I was fucking the canvas. If that's what you were wondering, I was fucking it. There's a hole in the middle.
I had a live stream today from my OnlyFans account, and it was an 8-hour stream.
I'm on OnlyFans and Twitch.
Yeah.
The Twitch is edited, so it's not as popular, but...
If you want raw, uncut footage of me slapping my balls around on a canvas, you can go to my OnlyFans.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans, balls guy Ross. Who paints with balls. Yeah, Balls Ross. Balls Ross. It's a play on Bob Ross, if you've heard of him. He's underground.
This small-time artist, Bob Ross.
You may have heard of him.
He's no Balls Ross, to be honest, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've surpassed him in every conceivable way, but I get really cocky with my ball paintings. I get like John Lennon. I'm wearing those gay hippie glasses, like a beret. It's not the lines I paint that haunt me. It's the lines my balls didn't paint that haunt me.
While you're saying that, you're painting with your balls.
No, I'm just jerking off in the interview.
You're super. It's like, no, you're a habit. Super calm. But it's such like a violent way to paint. But you're just super calm about it.
What are you painting, Joe? I'm painting God. And I'm just slapping. I'm painting a canvas.
I'm painting about a dream I had last night, and it's just. It was a beautiful dream of a landscape, a mountainous landscape. Beautiful trees, and I was by myself in this log cabin. A boy who was
catching a baseball in a field of rye, and I felt inclined to slap my balls against the canvas with paint.
Oh my god. I mean, right there, that's another skit idea right there.
Another skit. We have a lot of dick-related skits. Are you gay?
Dude, no fucking way.
I fucking love pussy, dude.
Oh, God.
I love, like, if you're ever, like, juvenilely called someone gay, and they're like, what? No. Dude, fucking no. Dude, I love pussy. Like,
dude, what are you talking about?
You guys pretend to, but I, like, actually love it.
They do that, like, double take, kind of look around like, dude, what?
Dude, you don't quit fucking with me, dude. Like,
don't look at my penis, dude. I'm not hard, man. Don't stop looking.
Dude, I'm not...
Just gonna make it worse.
No, for real, dude. For real, that's not funny. Like, I crush pussy all the time.
Dude, you don't understand, dude.
You don't even understand. Like, I fucked, like, 3 chicks on the way here. Like, it's not even funny. Like, you make your jokes, but, like, yeah. I'm getting some.
It's like, there's this guy on TikTok. His name's Aldo, I think. But God, he's
the
so
Apache.
No.
Oh.
But he—that's kind of how his character is. There were a couple videos of him playing golf with people, and the one, these two guys teed off, and Aldo walks up, and he's like, guys, you didn't call out your balls. Your balls almost hit me and my boy. Your balls. You gotta call it your balls. He's like, he's talking like that for like 5 minutes straight. I'm just like, I don't like balls, but like your golf balls. You almost hit us with your balls. Your, your golf balls. And then he had another one where he teed off with his driver and he just like tops the absolute shit out of it. And he's like, fuck. He drops his club and he looks to his friend. And he's like, give me your club. He grabs it and he throws it straight into the woods. And it like smacks a tree. And his friend's like, dude, what the fuck? And then the video just cuts. And I was like, you can't end it right there. I need to know if that club is okay.
You've never broken a club, Joe?
I've never broken one. I've tossed some, but I've never broken one.
I broke one not out of anger. I just threw it up in the air in celebration. Like, I threw it straight up, yeah. Like, hit the bottom, and it came back down, and it snapped. And I was like,
damn.
Well, now my day's ruined.
Yeah, no,
I wanted to look cool, and it did look really cool, but then it broke, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I never...
That was like $200.
Yeah. I never get to the point where I'm like actually throwing clubs. Like I'll just like, I don't know. It's a toss, but it's just more like I'm kind of letting it go. And I kind of push it. I kind of just push it away from me and let it drop.
No, that's what I did. I pushed it into the air and it broke.
I pushed it straight up into the air with all my strength. And it flipped a few times and it came crashing back down onto the ground.
I golfed once with my dad and he threw his whole set into the lake, into the pond.
God.
The dude has an anger problem and golf's not for him. He had to quit.
I was about to say, half the time golf isn't for me either because I just get frustrated too easy.
I don't care. I'm there to chill.
Well, I don't care about my score, but sometimes, man, I'll have a day where I'm just not hitting it well, and I'm just like, I'm done.
That does suck. It's like it's, you know, is in terms of manly activities.
Yeah,
it's just either being. There's no, you're either going to feel great or you're just going to hate your life and want to kill yourself. It was fine. It's either, oh my God, it was the best day ever. Or it's yeah, we're in debt and I want to kill myself. It's the same with fishing. It's just, I do get pissed at fishing because fishing's a lot of extra work. You don't go and just get drunk. I mean, get drunk, but... You don't just... there's prep work and shit.
There is,
And then when you're doing shitty, it's I just wasted, one of the very few free days I have in my life before I die.
I'm just gonna...
And it sucked.
Choke myself out with this.
And it fucking sucked.
I'm just gonna choke myself out with the line here.
Well, now I gotta go home and beat my wife. There's no other option.
I never liked fishing. Never liked it.
I like pond fishing because you can see all the fish. It's not even hard, you know. You can just drop it right where they're at. There's no guesswork. It's awesome.
Yeah. My grandfather used to fish.
Or ocean fishing's pretty cool. Do what?
My grandfather used to fish.
Yeah,
and we would go to lakes and stuff, but then he got sick. Then we stopped going, but he also knew that we didn't like fishing much, so he's just like, we'll just play golf. I'm like, okay.
Nice.
But same with hunting. Never went hunting. Probably won't anytime soon.
Yeah. I don't know. I keep every single year, I'm like, I'm going to get back into that, and then I don't. I'm like, there's no reason to go. I want to get meat.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I'm like, I can just...
Just go to the store.
I can just stay in bed and buy it in a store.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I have a few friends that hunt, and one of them, he goes all the time, and he kills a couple and stores the meat in the freezer and stuff. Like, he rations it out. And the one time, this was back in college, the one time he brought some from home because he wanted to do, like, a little cookout type of thing. And it was, like, the best cut of the deer or whatever. And he was cooking it up, and we ate it, and I was like, man, it's good, but, like, I'm not going to wake up at 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
Oh, no, dude, it's not about that. No, it's not about that at all. Deer meat sucks. In all honesty, deer meat's not that good. It is about, you won't eat, Joe, you got to kill an animal at least once, because it really, it's probably the greatest feeling in the world.
I was going to say,
it really is.
I bet it feels better to eat the animal that you just killed.
Oh, dude, there's nothing like it. There really isn't.
Then just be like, here, I have some venison. Let's cook it up and eat it. You know, yeah, I understand it's different. But at the same time, it's just like,
no,
I'll just go get some steak at the store.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. I sometimes get, that's the only time I really want to hunt is when I get the urge. I'm like, I want to kill an animal. I want to kill and eat an animal. Like, I have that, like, primal urge.
I was like, good thing it's like, it's towards animals and not people.
Dude, I want to just, like, kill, rape, and eat a person. But I guess I'll just go golfing.
I guess I'll go fishing instead.
I guess I'll go fishing. I still get to kill something, so this is fine.
Well, unless you just do catch and release,
It's because you're sitting out there in the freezing cold for hours, and then you finally get an opportunity.
Yeah.
And you don't fuck up, and then you kill something, and you're like, holy fuck, I can survive in the wilderness. Yeah. Or something, I don't know. It feels great. It really does. I'm not going to lie. I don't care. It feels amazing. I get why people get addicted to it. I'm just too lazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the other thing is I like animals too much.
Dude, fuck deer. I have never had compassion for deer. Ever in my entire life. I've never seen a deer and be like, oh, fuck that deer. They're assholes. They're fucking assholes. They are. Fuck deer. They've hit my cars. They've ran into my fucking cars. I haven't hit deer. They've ran into my car. Fuck them. Yeah, I hope they all die.
A deer.
Now, if you were like, we're going dog hunting, I'd be like, I don't know, man. I don't think dog will taste so good.
We'll go deer hunting, but not puppy hunting.
There's, oh, looky there. There's a little puppy out in the wilderness. Take your shot. Take your shot, boy. Bo, take your shot.
I don't know, Dad.
Oh, I don't know, Dad. I almost shot a baby deer.
Nice.
No, it was almost like a, like a Hallmark moment, really. Like, me and my dad, like, trespassed and got in someone else's deer stands. Like, we crossed a fence. Jesus. And we didn't see shit, like, the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, just this little baby just lost its spots comes up. And I was like, well, you know, been waiting out here all day. And I pointed a gun at it, and I was like, no, I can't. And I didn't shoot it, just for the record, I didn't shoot it, but I thought about it. It's like, oh, there's a baby. Well, that's what we're here for.
that's when the deer turns to you and is like, I'm trying to think of the Hallmark, those Christmas Hallmark movies.
Thank you for not shooting me, Joe. I am Santa.
Oh no,
I'm reincarnated Santa.
I was thinking of those ones where it's like, oh, you must be poor because you work on a farm.
Oh, you're wearing flannel. You must be poor. That is how those go. They're like, oh, he's wearing flannel. He's like the poor guy.
He's a working man. He must have no money.
He's a baker, and he's a working class. And now I'm going to come into the city and fuck him. With my high heels that I gave up. I gave up for the simple life of fucking baker. I used to have a buddy who...
I'm actually a CEO of this bakery.
Oh, yeah, that's always the twist. It is always the twist. It's like, actually, I'm rich.
Yeah, like, at some point in the movie, he comes around the corner and he's like three-piece suit, leaving a meeting. Actually, yeah, it's a deal. It's a $3 billion deal.
It's a Warren Buffett situation always.
Yeah.
I used to have a friend who I would go over to his house and watch those Hallmark movies with his mom.
Jesus.
I would get high in the car and go in and watch them with her. And they were the funniest shits in the world. They were always that. It was just like, I'm a no-nonsense businesswoman who lives in the big city, but I'm giving it all up because my aunt died and now I own this fucking craft store. Oh, look here. There's a car guy store. Who's a piece of shit, but he's hot.
It's a Hallmark store, but they don't name it Hallmark.
Yeah, it's card store. It's greeting card store.
Yeah.
Non-specific.
Yeah, that's the sign outside. Non-specific card store.
It should be. Like, who's this? It's like, oh, that's... Jarin Wuffet, local
deadbeat
poor guy.
He works at a bakery. Can you believe that?
He works at a bakery. Like, I've never been to a town that actually has a bakery. He works at a bakery. He's a fucking baker. Don't waste your time with him.
He's a loser.
Chanel.
Chanel.
That's just Jim, the local baker, and he's poor as shit. I see something in it. I see something in his beautiful face and Lockhart abs.
I can sense the Santa Claus isms in him.
Yeah, he's secretly Santa Claus, and I want to fuck him.
Oh, Chanel. We went to high school, remember? Don't you remember?
Remember you turned me down because I was so fat and ugly? He's just like a ripped dude with full of confidence.
It's just Chris Hemsworth.
It's always off-brand Chris Hemsworth or Marco Lopez. What the fuck's his name?
Mario Lopez,
yeah.
He's got the flannel with the rolls, the sleeve rolled up.
He's like, remember when I used to have the acne? Oh, well.
Chanel, don't you remember? You've certainly when I was grown 400 up. 100 pounds overweight.
Remember when I. Face? Remember when I, like, tried to kill myself? Well,
remember when you
certainly
turned me
not killing
so
yourself
hard.
Anymore.
Remember when you turned me down so hard I almost killed myself right in front of you?
Remember when you turned me down so hard and I brought a gun to school?
And I threatened.
Well, you've
every
certainly grown up
inside.
Since then.
Well, let me tell you what. After baking some cookies, I learned to forgive.
Oh
you.
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta get
my
this bread over to the bakery
the
where I work. But I'll catch you later. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sure, Jim.
Sure.
Maybe
sure,
you can
Mario.
Bake me some bread sometime.
Maybe
that's not
you
how
put
it
a
works.
Bun in my oven.
I just
well,
want...
it's just a figure of speech, Jim.
I just want one of them where he turns them down so hard.
That's not how it works.
And he just turns around and leaves.
What are you, a dumb bitch?
No, you embarrassed me horribly in high school. Get away from
me. Yeah, I'm not. I'm married happily. Do you see how hot I am?
Look,
you
at
think me. I'm not getting tail?
You don't understand. I have
for your frumpy ass from Hallmark.
Frumpy.
That's also a big part. It's like this super hot guy lives in this small town, and he just sees like the most plain ass woman, and he's like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, it's the
I'm so turned on since she turned me down in high school. I never got over it. I never got over it. I didn't fuck 80 women since she left. Since I got hot.
My eyes were set on one person. The one that humiliated me so much.
I remember how much you liked bread, so I became a baker for you, Janelle.
But then you
Chanel
left.
Janelle.
Then you left.
Chanel for, number five.
For 20 years.
20 years to make it in the big city. The nondescript big city that we always refer to.
But we're never in the city because we're in that little town that's just outside the city.
So we can make it in the big city.
Because
we're
this
humble
is the,
country
this is,
folks.
This is the only place that our company can afford to film here.
This is the same set we've used for the past 250 Hallmark movies. A Thanksgiving to Remember, starring Mario Lopez and some dumb bitch.
Yeah, I hate those movies.
I fucking love those movies, dude. I will watch them all goddamn day. They're so funny to me.
I mean, they're funny, but oh my god.
Oh no, they're terrible, but they're hilarious.
There's a point where when something is so bad, I just can't watch it. I just can't.
Nah, dude, those are still funny. Like the meat cute. The meat cute's always hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, some dumb bitch. She's like, oh, I'm back in my hometown. Bumfuck nowhere.
After
somehow
a
has
breakup with my husband.
My husband who cheated on me with the maid. Because that's relatable somehow. It's like, oh, husband. I'll just wander into this TGI Fridays or whatever the fuck. No, something quainter. It's like, I'll wander into this candle store.
Yeah.
And then the guy like bumps into her. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was taking these candles to the orphans or whatever. She's like, oh, it's okay. And he helps her up.
She bumps into to off-brand Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, nice. Didn't see you there. Janelle?
Very nice.
I have a local bakery. And I'm single.
Now that I think about it, every Hallmark movie is like the preemptive stuff of a porno. Just without the hardcore sex.
It's porn with the plot, but it's only about the plot.
Yeah, it's just the porn plot. Yeah. Oh no, I spilled all this flour over my pants. Well, let me help you change it out.
Let me clean that up for you.
Let me clean that up shirt. For you. And it just cuts to her washing his pants.
Yep. Or it's like, oh no, there's a hole in my pizza box.
Oh no, that's Tanner's eating pizza.
Yeah. I have no idea who
put
the hole in
the worst parts.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. There's one I vaguely remember, like one Hallmark movie. They're all the same, so they run together.
Yeah.
Actually, that might have been Santa Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That's pretty much a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
It is, dude. Where the businessman's like, you gotta sell this business because my company Santa. Wants it. No, my Santa's not real. You fucking faggot. Oh, right.
That's the whole point.
This is for my business.
Businessmen don't believe in Santa. That's what Christmas
movies tell you. Yeah, they never do because they wear suits. But he's like, you got to sell your business to me because of money. It's like, no. No,
I believe in Christmas spirit.
My grandma got killed by Santa in a drunk driving accident. I'll never sell out to you. That movie didn't make any sense.
I think I watched that one.
I remember seeing it as a kid and it didn't make any sense. Oh, you never seen it?
I think I watched it one time and I remember hating it.
Yeah, I don't. It's not that good. I just remember it didn't make any sense. Like, Santa killed his grandma.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I still believe in Santa. I love Santa.
And like the whole thing is just like, oh, well, she died. Santa's real. Isn't that great?
Pretty much. It was. It's like, I know Santa's real because he killed my grandma in that drunk driving accident.
I believe in the Christmas spirit again.
Thank you, Santa. Do you remember that Christmas song no one likes? Let's make a movie out of that. All right, it's at Hallmark. It's like, all right, it's going to start out, and this woman's in her shop, surrounded by other shops. This guy in a suit comes in. You know he's bad because he's wearing a suit.
Yeah.
He's like, you got to sell us your shop.
Because he's not wearing a flannel.
I'm Jewish, and fuck Christmas. I'm Jewish, and fuck Christmas. That would be funny to have a movie where the bad guy's just Jewish. It's a Christmas movie. He's just a Jewish businessman. And then at the end, he's like, oh my God, Santa is real. I have the Christmas spirit, and he staples his foreskin back on. He's like, I believe now.
Thanks, Santa. He's bleeding Thank you, all Santa. Over the place.
No, yeah. Santa comes down. He's like, I'll give you the wish you always wanted. And it's, you know, the fairy dust and sparkles and stuff. And he looks down his pants. He's like, my foreskin, it's back. Thank you, Santa.
No, Santa just comes down the chimney and he just like hands it out to him. It's just like all wrinkled and gross. He's like, here. It's your foreskin, like, I swear.
It's the Wizard of Oz. It's like, for you, Jewish man, your foreskin.
Just holds it
and
out.
For you, lonely woman who traveled from the big city, a vibrator. And you, Mario Lopez, more steroids. Thanks, Santa.
Thanks, Santa. Thank you for helping me believe in the Christmas spirit again.
Dude, I'm not even a 90s kid, but I've seen like all those fucking movies. And I really miss like the super shitty fucking Christmas movies. Like the cartoon ones.
Yeah.
Like Scooby-Doo Saves Christmas.
Oh, I was like thinking shit of like that. I was thinking of like Frosty the Snowman 2. Remember that one?
I've never seen that one.
I've seen it one time, and I remember...
Oh, never mind. Yes, I have.
I remember.
Yes, I have.
Doesn't like Frosty's not even in it. They do something so stupid with it.
I don't even remember what it's about.
I don't even remember. It's about the kids, but I don't remember what was going on.
Come on, guys. Since Frosty's gone doesn't mean we can't have Christmas fun. Let's go beat up the Jewish kid down the street.
Let's go commit arson.
Let's go burn down that synagogue, guys. those cartoons were always drawn in the, like, the... What's that cartoon that's supposed to teach you about government? I can't remember the name.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, Schoolhouse Rock. They were always drawn the same.
Yeah, that's why I love those.
That shit slaps.
Just a I forgot the Bill song. The Bill.
Just Rance. A Bill Cosby. Nobody wants to listen to I'm Bill Cosby. Just a Bill. To Fat Albert. Fat Albert was a cartoon I was in. But is Bill Cosby still in jail?
Maybe.
Questionable.
No, he's out, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, he's living his best life. No, I was just thinking the other day that Bill Cosby probably has, like, a really cool jail experience.
Yeah, he was released in 2021.
Damn, he served no fucking time. The lawyer was literally like, he's America's dad. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, what are you doing here, Judge? Leave him be.
At first, I was thinking of O.J. Simpson, because he's out too.
Another proud black man let go from charges because of the color of his name.
Color of his name.
Fucking. Yeah. OJ Simpson deserves to. OJ Simpson deserves to be free.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Especially now that he makes, like, TikToks and stuff now. I don't really watch them, but. It's like nothing happened.
Dude.
It's great.
1,000 yards a game. Let my man be. He can kill whoever the fuck he wants.
The glove didn't fit.
You must have quit. Yana.
The glove don't
fit. I reckon there must be... Yeah, I don't know. Who cares? Who cares, dude? He's black. Just let him go.
He couldn't breathe or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Were you going to listen to me, a Dr. Johnny Cochran, or this dumb bitch? This is the next Hallmark movie. Two lawyers. She travels Yana. Back to her small town to fight battle Johnny Cochran. Yana... If I was such a terrible attorney, why would I be defending against this dumb bitch? This Christmas.
But she came from the big city.
This Christmas.
No. I don't give a
fuck. A trial to remember.
You ran over my mother. But I work at the local bakery, and now I'm hot. Shit!
Wasn't that the trial? Wasn't that in the movie? Like, they took it to trial.
I don't know.
I think that was in the actual movie. They were like, "We called it the stand, Yana, a Santa Claus."
Oh. I thought you were still talking about the Hallmark movie.
No, in the, like, the cartoon. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, I swear. No, maybe they didn't. Maybe it was just, like, the woman fighting the guy, the Jewish guy in the suit. That would be pretty funny. Starring Johnny Cochran versus Santa Claus. He's trying to sue Santa Claus.
I don't remember anything from that movie.
I don't either. It's like very vague.
The only thing I remember is when they find her outside, run over, and she's all like squished. But like, but yeah, I thought you were talking about a Hallmark movie, A Trial to Remember, and it's just like, the girl from the city, the Chris Hemsworth knockoff is put on the stand. You ran over
my
mother.
That would be pretty funny.
But look at me. I'm ripped, and I chop wood for...
I'm just a humble lumberjack.
I chop wood for $300 million a year.
He's shirtless with the overalls.
He's
with the fucking...
I was going to say he's got his flannel, but it's unbuttoned and the sleeves are rolled. But
Yeah, that's what it is. I got to get back out there to chop down trees. The orphans are depending on me.
Those trees aren't going to chop themselves.
There won't be any fires this Christmas unless I get back out there.
He's holding his axe like on his shoulder.
Yeah, in the courtroom. Out there.
he's like oiled up. You gotta get me out there.
This Hallmark special, a girl from the big city travels back because her grandma got ran over by.
Got completely obliterated from Steve's BMW. Literal blood splatter all over the road. But this Christmas,
no,
you find love.
It was Santa. You find love in a hopeless place in the woods. One of Santa's elves fucks this chick. That would be a cool movie. Here's the movie. A girl travels from the big city back to her hometown of the North Pole. She falls in love with a hardworking elf. But then Santa's like, it ain't right for humans and elves to intertwine like such.
Humankind and elfkind don't go together.
They're on trial for their love. Get
Santa,
out of here. Get your hands off my daughter, you elfer.
You
fucking
pointy ear motherfucker.
You pidget. You fucking what's a slur for elves, you pidget?
Pointy.
You fucking
I have to look up Skyrim slurs.
Go back to Lord of the Rings, you fucking faggot. Get your hands off my daughter. She's in from the big city. They're on trial for their love. And then, all right, then enter Johnny Cochran.
There you go.
Your Honor, if Gowd intended, it's played by Steve Harvey. If Gowd intended for elves and humans to get along, then why did he make them so short? I ask you this. As a humble Steve Harvey, I mean a Johnny Cochran. Oh, they kiss. Oh, Lord. The elf don't gonna fuck the lady. Hallmark's next special. Love is short. I don't know. I'm dying here, Joe. What else is the elf and the woman doing?
I don't know. Making
toys? Oh, I got it. Yeah. She's walking down the street, and she doesn't see him because he's so short.
She trips over him.
She's like, oh my God, is that you, Meredith? Or whatever, you know, fucking...
Elf?
No, it's him saying it to her. He's like, oh my God, it's Christina.
Oh my
God. I haven't seen you since Elf High School.
Let me look at some of the names that they give in these movies.
Dobby, is that you? You sure have grown up, but not in size. Yeah, sorry, I gotta get these presents down to the orphans where I work. I work at the North Pole Orphanage, giving presents. The Giving Presents Factory.
Kylie, that's one of the names. Jane.
Oh my God, is that you, Jane?
Sarah. Basic.
All right, Joe, let's improv this shit. All right, you want to be dumb bitch or you want to be the elf?
I'll be the dumb bitch.
Okay. Oh my God, it's you, Loreline.
Oh my God, is that you, Jerome? From elf school?
Yeah, baby, it sure is. I just be making toys and shit, you know?
Oh my, you haven't grown a day. You're still so tiny.
Yeah, I'm a fucking midget, bitch. What'd you think about it? This dick ain't a midget, though.
Oh my
God. You trying to see? Yeah, I've been making toys and shit for, like, them orphanage bitches, you know?
Can you make me a toy?
Yeah, I'm put a toy in you. What? If the toy is my dick.
What?
What?
You don't understand, Jerome. I just split up with my husband, my super rich husband that you're clearly not rich.
I don't give a fuck. My dick's big, all right? I fuck plenty of married broads, all right?
But you don't understand. I need the Christmas spirit.
That's funny. That's what I call my balls. Christmas and spirit. I'll send them both on your forehead. How about that?
Sounds like a date.
Oh, bitch, I'll pick you up. Whatever.
Mom, Dad, I want you to meet Jerome. He put his balls on my forehead last night.
Sup, mister? Sup, missus?
Jerome and I are getting married this afternoon. We just reconnected yesterday. Can't you believe it?
Married? Married?
Yeah.
Bitch, I done come on your face. We ain't talking about this shit. I don't know. I don't know where you from, the fucking inner city or something, but that's not how we do shit in the North Pole.
That's the other thing with those Hallmark movies. They get married like 2 hours later.
Yeah, I know. They met yesterday and it's like, the wedding's in 3 days.
The inner city girl gets divorced, split up, separated, or whatever girl. From her.
From the, I was just saying.
I know, I was just saying.
I like them inner city bitches, you know?
The girl from the city coming back to her hometown is always like split, separated, divorced, or whatever from her uber rich husband because he cheated on her. And then,
bitch, I cheat on you too. I don't give a fuck.
And then the next day,
too short, babe.
The next day, meets the guy from high school that looks like Chris Hemsworth now that chops wood for $300 million a year. And, later that night, they have a little smoochy date thing. And then the next day, they're getting married. It's like within a week. And it's
he showed her like some shitty night on the town.
Yeah.
It's like, a lot of people don't know. Look, yeah, it is. Town. It's like, don't you see the beauty? A lot of people don't know that fireflies come here. It's nothing. It's never anything special. It's like there's fireflies that like come here. Now can like I fuck you or something?
And then they play the Fireflies song from Owl City.
A lot of people, you know, for this town that has about three restaurants, a lot of people miss this place. This is the best Chinese food in this entire town, since it's the only Chinese restaurant. Like, oh, yum. It's crazy that a woman's fantasy is just, like, meeting, like, the douchiest fucking guy in the world.
Yeah. It's the man of their dreams.
Like, the man of my dreams, who I met yesterday. I met him yesterday, and he takes care of orphans. Why is that always the case, too?
Yeah.
Like, they really want, it's like, he's good with orphans.
I don't know.
He's good with, he'll be good with children.
I guess.
It's what just if he beats that, the orphans? You don't know.
It's just showing him yesterday. It's just showing that he's a generous person. Because
he's so generous, he fucking.
Because the rich husband doesn't care, clearly, because he's rich. But so is also the lumberjack.
Yeah, rich people hate everything.
Except for the one rich guy that she reconnects with in the hometown.
But he's humble. He's humble. He actually invented Apple, but he decided to just settle down and be a lumberjack.
He's actually Elon Musk. He just decided to chop down trees for fun.
That would be a fun movie to make. It's Elon Musk playing himself. But he's a lumberjack. Lumberjacks still make like $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
They're not poor at all.
No.
But he's just Elon Musk with like a fake beard.
Yeah. It's clear that it's a fake beard.
He's talking with that weird accent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Shanine. I haven't seen you since high school.
Second grade.
That I attended in the States. Since second grade in the States. Elon Musk kind of has the Zuckerberg thing where he's kind of like trying to act like a person that has emotions.
He's a robot.
Yeah, he acts the same way.
Yeah. What's his name? Mark Zuckerberg is a lizard. Elon Musk is a robot.
Elon Musk is a robot that the original Elon Musk created.
Yeah.
Because he had to go back to Krypton. He couldn't be with us anymore.
And that's why the Cybertruck is one of the worst atrocities that I've ever seen.
Because it's built for a robot, dude. That's what people don't get.
It's
built by a robot for robots.
I saw this test for the Cybertruck that was, it was just going up like an incline. Like it was just a bumpy incline. It took it like 10 minutes to go up. I'm like, dog, this thing is horrible. Like, it didn't, I don't know. It was, ugh. First you fail with the unbreakable glass design, like day one. You remember that? When he throws the whatever at the window and it just shatters. Ellen.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not buying a Tesla, dude.
Me neither. Overrated.
Overrated. Yeah. You know what I'm gonna get into? An all new Toyota RAV4 available at where I work. If anyone wants to come by.
I got my dad's Nissan Maxima.
Nice.
Nissan. Sorry. I think it's technically...
Nah, dude, I'm not buying a car until mine fucking breaks down.
Yeah, mine was passed down because my Pathfinder was getting close to the end there. But then I'll have to...
You're a Nissan family.
Yeah.
You're a Nissan ramen soup family, eh?
Mm-hmm. But I think his name is under everything, so we have to transfer everything over to my name.
Well, Joe, if you just get him signed a power of attorney, you can come trade that bad sucker in for an all new something or another. Something, it doesn't matter. No, it's okay. You can come Pathfinder and trade nothing in. With just $3,000 down, we can get you to payments of $800 a month. How does that sound?
I'm good. No, I'm good.
Please. My kids are hungry.
That's Please. Too bad. I'm hungry too, actually.
Look at the picture of them that I keep on. Look at the fake picture. Look at the children. Look at the picture of my fake children on my desk. Anything. You're blind. That would be pretty funny to do, is just go into a car dealership and look, I'm blind.
Yeah, I'm looking to buy a car. The stick.
Yeah. Well, how's this look to you, sir? I don't know.
It feels like a car.
You know, the funniest part is that a lot of them would keep going.
But yeah.
They'd be like, well, that's no problem, sir. You know, with the all new blah, 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 there's motion sensors to where you won't hit anything. You know, they'll go, there's like a fucking rule book that some of them follow, like to the T, and they'll just keep going.
Yeah.
They'll just keep fucking going. I've seen that shit, and I was like, dude, that's fucking creepy as hell, dude.
It is.
Like, I saw someone, it was the customer was like, because people overshare all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
And the customer was like, yeah, my wife just killed herself. It's like, he takes a back step for a second and he just goes back into it. He's like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. But, you know, with the new Toyota Highlander, wives killing themselves is virtually impossible. The car will actually take over and take the gun out of their hand. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. Come on.
Yeah,
I know this dude's weird as fuck for telling you that, but
yeah, I had a call, I think last week, and they were filing a death claim, and they were just like kind of going into like what happened, what was going on. I was like, I don't need to know. I really don't need to know.
Let a lot me of just... people overshare.
They really do. Or yeah, they speak their mind, and it's just like, you don't need to. When it's this sensitive, you don't need to. Like,
oh, dude, I hear it.
Even today, I was transferring somebody, to another department, and I had the number up, and I was like, "Hey, would you like the number just in case?" And he just goes, "Ah, you know, I have prostate cancer. I can't really, I'm not really moving right now." And I'm like, could have just said no.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't have to. And I was like, well, thank you for calling. Bye. Like, you don't need to. Don't need to. It's weird. People are weird.
At least you're on the phone with them.
Yeah.
I have to look at people, and I'm just like, I have to be like, oh, that's really, I'm sorry. Or that's great. I have to just pretend.
Yeah. It is also it's still pretty bad with over the phone, because you do have like information on them. And it's like, some phone calls you deal with very sensitive information that like no one should see other than themselves, basically, and you're kind of just casually talking about it over the phone. And it's just like you mess up your wording and they just blow up. But
like, in terms of what?
Like, we can't outright say it, like, if they are denied their coverage.
Oh, that does suck.
We have to say basically like what they're missing or what they need to do. We can't just be like, oh, sorry, you've been denied.
Oh, really? That's like half of what I do. Is just go up to people and like, hey, sorry, but...
Well, I mean, there are some times...
You can't pay your fucking bills, dude.
There are some things that we can say like outright, but like, sorry, your policy... Like, I had one last week. It was like... They filed a claim, but it wasn't going through, and I was looking through it, and it said, like, it doesn't cover your, the policy doesn't cover your insurance or whatever it was. I don't remember. Basically, what they were trying to get, they couldn't get. And at that point, you can outright tell them, well, you're not going to get it. Sorry. But.
Oh, dude, I had one. No, it was last week. I had one last week where I was... It was Monday, too. It was last week Monday. I was like, this is the shittiest start to a week ever. I felt so fucking bad for this guy. Yeah. He had an 04 Explorer. Which, it was like a high fucking trim level. And it had like all these special features.
Right.
But... You know what it boats for? Maximum $3,000. And we still gave him $500 over on it. So we were going to give him like $3,500 for it.
Right.
He owed $11,000 on it. And I was really confused because I was like, what fucking bank loaned you $11,000? For a car worth at most $3,000. Whoever sold it to him made $10,000 off of him.
That is,
He was super, he was just an old guy, and he was very nice. Even when I was like, yeah, dude, you're just, I literally told him, I was like, dude, where'd you get this car? And he told me, and I was like, yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, dude. They fucked you. Like, they just fucked you on this. You're going to drive this car till you die. I didn't say all that, but I was like,
You're not getting your money back from that.
You owe too much money on this car. It's not worth a lot.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, we're not going to give you... You're going to be paying this car off for the next... At very minimum, 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt super bad. And I was like, God damn, dude. He got fucked. He got so fucked. I don't know. I wish I was such a good salesman to where I could talk someone into buying that car. Because he bought it for like $20,000. Like a year ago. He bought an 04 for $20,000. It's like, how in the fuck did you even... It's not even nice. It's like it's a tan car.
Yeah.
No one wants tan. It's not even a good color.
No one sells tan cars anymore. You go with black or gray / silver, and then you get the occasional red.
Or green. Green's popular right now.
Yeah.
I would get a green car. It's like the iPhone green. It's pretty dope. On the
kind of like
Probes, it's pretty cool.
It's not like the super bright neon green. It's like kind of like a
no, it's like a mossy oak green.
Yeah.
Like a baby shit green.
Yeah. You want the baby
that,
poop?
You
want the baby poop green car over there?
You want the baby
poop? I need you to start saying that.
No, I will, dude. Doesn't matter.
I don't really see a lot of blue cars anymore either.
Yeah, there really is. No, there isn't. It's gray and black and white.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's gotten all...
All the companies just boring. Do, like, the base color. They do the cheapest colors.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you get, like, a, like, the green or, like, Toyota does a special gray, then it just, it's more expensive.
Yeah, there's one, my mom was looking at a car, and it was called, like, Moonbow or something.
What type of car was it?
It was a Pathfinder. It was a newer Pathfinder.
I don't know shit about Nissans.
But it was like, I can't remember if it was Nissan or a different car, but it was, I think it was Moonbow, and it was like a, it was a weird silvery color. Like it was weird. It looked good, but it was like a weird silvery gray type color.
You know what's weird? The amount of people who aren't like lesbians who love Subarus. Because every lesbian I know drives a Subaru and they love it. But I've sold like 5 Subarus this month to like dudes, to just college dudes who just want a Subaru.
I was about to say, I know more dudes that want Subarus than...
Really? Never in my life met a dude. I've never met a dude that wants a Subaru.
The thing that I learned back in high school was that people who were wannabe racers wanted Subarus because they always said Subarus were the best when it comes to racing. And then they would never race.
Well, thanks for paying my rent, faggots.
But they would have a Subi. Because they're like, I could beat you in a race because Subarus are good in racing. And I was like, I don't care. And then
I wouldn't get a Subaru.
I had a friend who tricked out his Honda Accord. Or no, Civic. I think it was like a 2013 Honda Civic. He tricked it out. It was so sick. And then he told me the one time where he was racing somebody. And he like outmaneuvered a cop. He like,
oh dude, that guy's full of shit. That guy's like full of shit, dude.
I don't know. His car was sick. I don't know if he truly. I don't think he truly maneuvered a cop. He told me he. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. Something about he took an exit and then he kind of just like turned around. And like kind of hid on to like a, I don't know. He basically made like a giant U-turn with going on exits, basically. I can't remember. It's been so long. But his car was cool. It was very nice.
I had this one kid. He came to get a Subaru. And his dad came with him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I want to test out the Jeep and the Subaru. I was like, okay. And the dad asked me, he's like, if you had to pick between this Jeep Patriot and this Subaru Outlander, what would you pick? And I was like, I would buy literally anything else. I was like, I would not buy either of these cars personally. You know, you got your preference. You want a Subaru. He wants a Jeep. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, well, he's getting the Subaru. I'm like, okay, you're not paying for it at all, but whatever. I guess he's getting the Subaru. I felt so bad for the kid. Because I can't be like, nah, let him fucking speak because I'm going to get on the fucking dad's bad side and he's going to talk shit to the kid.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, yeah, just buy this fucking car you don't want because your dad's here, I guess. Maybe you'll outmaneuver the cops one day and
dream
big. Lie about it.
We're at an hour and a half there, brother.
Are we? Okay, good.
They don't retro, don't trust you, don't rush you. She wanna go violent, violent. We fucking for hours. Ow, that pussy got power. That pussy got power. She wait in the shower. That pussy getting louder. Nah, we're saying no bow, bow. He fucking no coward. Nope, no digging it do. Bitch, you wanna get geek. I'm just living that flower. Wow, he geeking for hours. It player's a player. He play up, they peek at the bow. Peace to my brother, she owls. She owls. She let it, I'm coming, my baby. Working on crocodile, Birkin the baby. You don't take breaks, she won't fuck on the day. Head stock gets suppressed for this lady. You go CC, make her wanna go crazy. I hit Mercedes inside of Mercedes. How would that P got you popping in place? I'm giving her a D on the D boy, baby. Giving her a D on the D boy, baby. I'm in a good light to sit up. I drop the dig out like a deal up. Yeah, I live a few rest, but you're rent up. Real up. She made that little pussy pop like a pimple. I'm parking right here in the center. Yeah, I tell her for love, she gon' mop out the dribble. That's why I upgraded her, didn't you? How can I mive?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.